Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, on Friday, January 22nd, around 5 p.m., the news was announced that Lutheran Social Services of Illinois were cutting back. The social service agency serves about 73,000 of the neediest Illinois residents. And what's happening here is there's a reduction in services that would affect about 4,700 people and also about 750 employees. Why? Well, because the state is delinquent in payments to the agency, about $6.5 million delinquent. Mark Stuttrud is the CEO of LSSI, and he joins me in studio now. Mr. Stuttrud, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So let's talk about this. What does it mean? What does reductions and cutting services mean to LSSI?
Well, we really don't want to do this. It's something that we put off for a long while, for many months, and we were hoping that the state was going to be able to come to an agreement regarding the budget. And we were told that the services that are being eliminated are not necessarily critical or essential.
That's part of one of the reasons that they didn't fund it. They just said this is not critical services.
And it didn't fall under some type of a consent decree, which is a settlement of a lawsuit against the state or a court order for like Medicaid dollars to be paid, or the federal government giving dollars that says to the state, you have no right to hold up any of our monies that are deserved to programs.
So that essentially means that it's at the state's discretion of whether or not they give you the funding that's needed or go outside the fact that there is no budget.
I've heard two things. One is we're following policy. The second is we cannot, by law, distribute these monies unless they are appropriated or they are court-ordered or under consent decree or federal funded.
What I wanted to do is put a face to some of this stuff because we've heard LSSI thrown around. I mean, it's been bantied about with state of the state and not to mention just the political rhetoric around whether or not there should be a budget or when the budget will be done. You know, for LSSI, I mean, talk a little bit about the history and who you serve.
Well, 149 years we've been around in the state of Illinois, and we began with orphans, you know, seniors that didn't have families to help support them, settlement houses, people that were coming over as immigrants that needed to be integrated within society and find jobs and homes and housing and to learn what it means to be an American and live in a society and within tradition and culture that is totally different and new to them. So this has been really our roots, and in many ways we do much of the same thing. I mean, we're working with kids that are placed outside of their homes that need a forever family. You know, we're working with senior adults that are at risk and really don't have the social or family supports that are necessary. And we're working with people with disabilities, persons with disabilities, mm-hmm. and persons with serious mental health and substance abuse issues as well.
LSSI is not the only agency that is having trouble, especially with state funding being held back. And I guess the question is, you know, if you're not there and these services get cut back, what are the options for people that you serve?
We're trying to work it out in a number of ways. One would be to find places for people to be referred to. So there are other providers, but we know that those providers are also strained, and there are providers that are not being paid that are trying to hang on as mm-hmm. we have tried to hang on as well. So we're not certain as to how many available referral sources will be for people that need service that we will not be able to continue with.
You keep referring to the fact that you're holding on and holding on. You've seen this sort of budget crisis unfold, and you've seen the idea that there isn't going to be a budget for a while. You know, when you look at how you pay for services and pay for employees and be able to offer services, what is it about this moment that says that we have to cut back? We can't go any further.
Well, it's really cash. And so, you know, an organization of our size, we have a very complex source of revenues, of different sources of revenues from government and foundations and donors, churches, you know, a number of different ways to put it all together to make it work. And the state budget in the impasse has been just pushing our cash position shorter and shorter. And so as we've tried to map out the remainder of this fiscal year, which ends on June 30th, we began to chart a cash position that was untenable. We couldn't go any further. And so it's a matter of making a decision while there's still some resources to make the transition of exiting programs. As I like to say in business, if you don't have enough dry powder, you know, you won't have, you know, a shot to fire. And so we charted out our cash and thought that this is a very critical time. We must do this now so that we have the runway to make a transition in the closure of programs and to maintain the sizable amount of ministries that we still have and are responsible to and will continue with.
You know, it's always interesting to me because, you know, one of the byproducts of a budget battle is the people, obviously, who need the services that are provided from state-funded social service agencies. And there's always this thing where they say, you know what, there's no voice to the voiceless. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a lot of people who are affected, you're just not hearing from. You know, we hear that all the time with politicians that come in here. The news when it was announced on that Friday really did grab the attention of the news. It grabbed attention because you guys are the biggest provider that has seen this kind of pain. What's your take on that? I mean, the concept that a lot of times the voiceless can't be heard.
Well, really, the Illinois residents, the citizens of Illinois, for the most part, are really unaware of the budget impasse. Everybody, you know, employed, doing okay, family, house, you know, neighborhood, goes to work, gets to the Secretary of State, you know, if they want to camp during the summer, the campgrounds are going to be open most likely. Things are going along in their lives just as they have been. And they're paying attention to their business, and maybe they're a part of a corporation and working with that corporation in some capacity, and that's their life. But it's not something that's on their radar. In fact, I just had a friend that I've known for a while in his mid-40s that a couple of kids, you know, married, said to me, wow, I had no idea this was going on. He said, this has changed my whole view of what's happening in government when we made an announcement to close the programs that we did.
You know, obviously you have to because we talked about cash, but, you know, I mean, is there any sort of politics to this? I mean, the idea that putting a little bit more pressure on Speaker of the House, you know, Speaker Madigan or Governor Rauner, you know, is there a political end to the idea of announcing that you're going to shut programs?
You know, I'm not really sure about that. I'm fairly certain that neither President Cullerton or Speaker Madigan or Governor Rauner appreciate, you know, the consequences of closures like this. I believe that. I'm not really sure how we get lost in policy and payments and how decisions are made, you know, within a very large bureaucracy and in a very large state. I think that's probably more the issue. And because the citizens of Illinois are not paying much attention to this up until now, it's probably not, you know, a top priority for government to pay attention to.
You know, as you said, you know, when you talk about referrals, you know, you can refer to other organizations, other service agencies, and they're also going through the same thing. Put us in the shoes of somebody who, you know, who needs these services, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's elderly care. Talk about what kind of people are using your services at LSI.
Well, the three major areas of service that we're closing have to do with individuals with serious mental health and substance abuse problems. And then the second group would be former prisoners that are returning to community to be integrated, to find jobs, housing, you know, to reconnect with their families. And the third group are senior adults. It's an interesting group in the sense of we think of seniors and we all are going to grow older and we have a picture in our mind of who these seniors are. But I can tell you that we have to, by rule, in as a part of this program of serving seniors in their home, do an assessment of how they're doing in their life. They actually have to almost qualify for nursing care for us to be in the home to care for them. So they're striving to be independent and to be in their home, and their family is doing the best that they can, working full-time and trying to support them as well. And really, they don't want to be in some type of a skilled nursing or 24-hour nursing environment. They want to be in the natural setting, you know, a place where they belong, they feel a part of, and can contribute. And so what happens, you know, when we discontinue this probably long-term relationship between the caregiver, who our employee, and that senior, it's a devastating thing to have happen.
Are you surprised at all about, I mean, obviously you've been waiting for the budget to happen. Are you surprised that it's gone this far?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think any of us assumed that it would go this long. We began to hear in November from many different sources, this is going to be a long-term deal. You know, experts talking about May, spring, summer, maybe toward the end of the fiscal year at the end of June, or through the primaries, as an example. And when we started hearing consistently, you know, those messages in November, we began planning to do what we just announced because we knew that things were going to stretch out beyond our means as an organization that we were going to run out of money and that we would jeopardize, you know, we were about $95 million of services that we provide, then we would jeopardize maybe $95 million rather than $20 million. We had to make some very hard decisions to protect, you know, our ministries and services.
There's always the talk about how hard it is once something gets shuttered to bring it back. So Let's say like in 2 months' time, 3 months' time, we finally get a budget by Memorial Day of some sort, and there's funding that's provided for LSSI. I mean, how hard is it to bring these services back?
Well, it really can't. I mean, we don't have the cash to reinvest and do the startup. And so government, when they delegate responsibility of the services they would otherwise have to provide, they don't provide startup monies and they don't provide closure costs. They provide money for a unit of service or a day or something that we're doing in exchange for that reimbursement, but nothing else. So we have all of the startup costs. We have all the closure costs. And once we expend on the closure costs, because there are always tail costs, there could be unemployment insurance, right, there severance, vacation pay, all of that, it's very difficult to just turn around again and find the cash to do it once more.
The way you said that is very clear, the idea that the government is usually responsible for these services.
Yes.
And over time, they've delegated, I mean, to social service agencies to be able to take care of the neediest in the state. Is the government being delinquent in its responsibilities to taxpayers of the state of Illinois?
I would say so. Delinquent in the sense that delegation without resources is a delinquent situation. It's irresponsible. We can't continue like this, and I don't understand how government can expect that we can.
So at the end of the day, I have to ask the question, I mean, is this shaking your faith in doing business with the state of Illinois? I mean, are you as a social service agent thinking twice about being in this business?
Well, you know, we've been through a lot of struggles. I mean, the past decade, as an example, in Illinois has been no picnic in the sense of social service, human services, health and human services. And the state has struggled mightily. And, you know, we know what it's like to be in that situation, to do our best to work it out. This is a severe situation, you know, and one that no one really expected. Yet as we look forward, I think there's still another shoe to drop, and that's when the budget impasse is resolved. Because, you know, the question is how much revenue and taxes and fees can be raised and what will be left? And will there have to be continued cuts in health and human services? What will they be? So it's not just a matter of resolving the budget and getting the back payments. It's a resolution of how we're going forward as a state as well. And there's a good chance that the state might pass a two-year budget, retroactive and forward all at once, you know, maybe in the spring. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, we don't know, again, what the consequences are. We may be facing another reorganization as an agency because of the decisions that are made.
Mark Stutchard is the CEO of the Lutheran Social Services of Illinois, which announced just this month that they were going to be shuttering and cutting back on some services that affect 4,700 people, about 750 jobs, all because the state is delinquent about $6.5 million in payment. Mr. Stutchard, thanks for coming down and talking to us here on The Download.
Thank you.